Welcome to the West Coast Project podcast for Better Call Saul. We're here for episode 312, Half Measures. Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
Hey, I'm Mike. We're here together to talk about the penultimate episode for season 3, Half Measures. And Kelly, did you notice that it's Half Measures and Full Measure?
No, I didn't realize it was plural on one and singular on the other. Good call.
Yeah, I put some thought into that, and I think it's because a half measure means you have a number of choices that are less than perfect. And a full measure is the one real answer to solve the problem. But I even checked the AMC website because it's spelled like in Netflix, they have half measure, full measure, only singular. But it's measures,
busted.
Half measures. And I think that's why. It's like you can take a number of half measures. You have a number of options if you don't want to pull the trigger on the real answer. But if you want to take the full measure, there's really only one way to do it.
I agree. I'd have to agree with that. Yeah.
All right. So we're here with, again, with Saul. Jesse tells Walt about Tomas and the whole story with the blue meth and combo. And Jesse wants to kill the two guys that are essentially Tomas's boss, right? The Snoop Dogg guy and his partner. Do we ever know those guys' names?
No, I don't know if they have names.
One guy looks just like Snoop Dogg. I call him Snoop Dogg. but Jesse wants to wipe them out with the ricin. He's kind of asking Walt for the ricin.
Right. And it's funny because if you see Saul, he's playing solitary. And, you know I am hourly, right? Like, it always comes down to money as Walt is waiting for Jesse to show up.
Yeah, that's funny. I never thought of that. He's playing solitaire.
Hey, you're on fire.
remember to tip your waitress.
Yeah.
So Jesse calls Combo. Walt's trying to just say, look, Combo's, it's too bad, but it's apples and oranges. And, the way we do things, and Jesse kind of interrupts him and says, wait a minute, Combo was us. Combo was his friend. He's loyal, very loyal to Combo.
He is, yeah, his friends, definitely. Yeah, because we don't know much about their lives before he meets up with Walt.
Well, we know about one night where they had some fun in the strip club, but
right.
Not too much else.
Yeah.
Mike and Walt meet, and Mike says the boss doesn't like it. What Walt wants to do is have Jesse arrested. To have him cool his heels in jail so he won't do anything stupid. Essentially, it's a half measure, right? It's a halfway solution to this problem.
Yeah, he's saying, let's just get him arrested for 30 days, just have him picking up stuff on the side of the road. But, I don't know if that's the smartest idea, considering the line of work they're in.
Yeah, so Gus sends Mike over to Walt and just says, the boss isn't going to like this. Pinkman gets arrested. It's going to be a problem. We could see how that could lead to a whole bunch of problems if Pinkman's in jail and he's pissed off at everybody. And who knows what he might say or what he might do.
Right. Jail is hardly a cooling off period. It just gives you more time to plot your revenge and be pissed off when you get out.
Or get restless and not want to spend time there and just say, look, it's these fucking guys doing everything. I'm tired of all this bullshit. They're killing kids and just spilling all the beans.
Yeah, and I think it's interesting how Saul, when Walt's trying to talk him into it, says, well, that's my premium service package. I'll call my PI. So here's Saul with all his different packages, and, later on he offers him the no return package.
Yeah. So. It was kind of funny, too, when Mike said the boss wouldn't like it, Walt kind of gives him the double look like, Saul? Was that Saul or Gus? No, of course it's Gus.
Right.
And then Mike tells him this really cool story about this half measure that he had once in his life. Essentially, that story is that he let some guy abuse this woman for a number of times until he abused her so much that he killed her. And Mike had to live with that, and he always regretted having never taken the full measure to stop him from abusing his wife.
Right. Apparently, Aaron Paul likes it so much, he has a real tattoo on his inner arm with no half measures.
Is that right? Oh, cool.
Yeah.
This is a pretty powerful talk, though. And do you think it put any thoughts into Walt's head for later on?
Possibly. I know that him and Mike have had some problems, but it's true. You can't just go half-assed. So, yeah, essentially that could have come to his mind later on.
So they don't want Jesse to get arrested, and Jesse and Wendy are going to pull this trick on the Snoop Dogg guy and his partner and put ricin or some kind of poison. Was that the ricin or some other poison they're going to sneak into their burgers?
Ricin.
How did Jesse get that ricin?
I thought he got it from Walt, or he stole it from Walt.
Yeah, he must have stolen it, huh? Because I didn't think Walt wanted to give it back to him.
Mm-mm, he didn't.
But that was the plan. Jesse was going to have Wendy help him put the ricin in the burgers. And Mike and Victor come and interrupt that, though, as they're about to put that plan into action. And they take Jesse out to the chicken ranch to meet Gus. And it turns out Gus has the two guys with him at the chicken ranch, right?
Right. This is the first time that Jesse and Gus speak.
Interesting. I didn't think about that.
Mm-hmm. So he's really nervous when he walks up, where not a lot of good things happen when that makeshift kind of construction building. And he's very nervous, like, what am I doing out in the middle of nowhere? And then he meets Gus.
Kelly, did you expect a full measure right when Mike and Victor pick Jesse up from the car?
I don't know what I thought. Anytime you see Victor, that can't be good.
I did. I thought they told Wendy to go on her way, and I thought Jesse might have had some full measures headed his way. But they do another half measure. They try to settle it. Gus tries to settle it, and that's a half measure. Jesse stands up to him and tells him, I'm not going to just apologize and work things the way you want, because these guys are killing kids.
Right, and he's really upset at Walt for telling Gus.
Yeah. So out of all the people here, Jesse is the one trying to take a full measure. Because once Tomas is killed and he sees that this is all going to keep going on with the children, he takes measures into his own hands and tries to put an end to it.
Right.
And Walt helps him do that. Walt storms across the scene with his Aztec and runs those guys over.
Right, which that to me was one of the most shocking scenes thus far in the series. When Walt comes in and runs over those guys and then says, run.
Very cold-blooded. He runs them over, and then he just pulls out the guy's gun and shoots him right in the head.
Yeah, well, I mean, we see that Andrea's brother gets killed. And so you know that Walt's at home watching Jeopardy, which he's watching a Jeopardy question about Walt Whitman. When he finds out that this kid on the news has been killed, and of course he knows it's Jesse that's going to be taking some sort of action.
Yeah, because he had been trying to call Jesse and was not able to reach him all day. And that news story on the TV at dinner time kind of told him why.
Right, exactly. So, Skylar's making dinner, dad's home, son's home, and then he just runs out. To take care of business.
So a couple other things that we see in this episode, we do meet Wendy the Windy, Wendy who gives Wendy's.
Yes.
And the cool association song, Windy. But Wendy likes smoking, drinking root beer, and giving blowjobs for a living.
Yeah, she's one of my favorite characters. She's definitely does not look anything like that in real life. But that jacket, that leopard skin jacket she was wearing, I would love to have that. But Adam Bernstein, who directed the episode, liked it so much he got one for his wife.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like, what, fake fur, leopard fur or something?
Yeah, leopard fur. It's I love that coat.
Another thing we see in this is Skylar and Walt, with Walt still trying to move back into the house permanently. She and Walt play the what-if game. Like, what if, to explain all the money, we really should be a couple again. I should really be living here if I'm going to be the husband. And they go through a pretty funny negotiation to determine the amount of time that Walt's going to spend at the house.
Yeah, they did. That was pretty comical.
They come up with 4 nights a week after going back and forth a few times.
Yeah, with what, a 6-hour notice or no notice?
Yeah. And then we see Hank's in the hospital, but we see how Hank gets out of the hospital, and it's by, he gives Marie her own 1 minute, like he had to go through his 1 minute.
He gets a Hank Handy.
That was funny. That was good comedic relief in this. Marie's driving Hank nuts. They're playing gin instead of knocking. She says knock, and Hank tries to tell her that that's against the rules.
Right.
Pretty funny. Then, she has a minute to get him excited, and it's a bet. Like, if she can't do it, he's going to just stay. But, of course, he's wheeled out with his box of stuff. That was great.
Yeah, that was great.
And what did they say about the groundhog? I made a note about that. That seemed funny at the time. The groundhog's going to see his shadow, meaning he's going to get off, I guess.
Right.
Yeah, that was funny. So that's it for 312 Half Measures. And you can reach us at westcoastproject.com. And our Better Call Saul podcast is listed there with the others. My Twitter is @scathingtweets. Kelly, what's your Twitter?
It is BRBA_funfacts.
Cool. And you got any fun facts for this week, for this episode?
I do. Wendy, the prostitute at the Crystal Motel, or Crossroads Motel, which I've been there. It looks exactly the same. During filming, somebody actually solicited her, thinking she was a real prostitute.
Oh, geez.
With all the cameras and everything going, too. So.
They really do call it the Crystal Palace?
It's the Crossroads Motel, and it's right there on the edge of a freeway. There's a freeway entrance right there. They call it the Crystal Palace.
Crystal Palace, it's a nickname. What was the RV's nickname again?
The Crystal Ship.
Okay, so everything's crystal.
Yeah, but there's no prostitutes or drug dealers or anything walking around like it seems like in that in the show. It's just a regular mom-pop family motel.
Well, sure, when you were there, but... Doesn't look like a very nice hotel.
No, a friend of mine stayed there while we were in Albuquerque, and actually she got the room that they filmed in, which the room isn't filmed in the middle. It's filmed on the end, which I always assumed it was in the middle of the walkway, but it's the one on the corner.
Yeah, it would make sense for it to be on the corner, but I remember it being in the middle, too. I wonder why it looked that way.
Yep, it's the fake-outs that they do.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, our next episode is Full Measure, and we'll talk about that next time. So until then, Kelly, I'll hold my breath to see what happens on Full Measure.
Yeah, I'm excited.
All right, we'll see ya.
Okay, bye-bye.